Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After circling the planet Saturn almost 300 times, the Cassini spacecraft has sent back its final data. This morning, the craft plunged into Saturn's atmosphere and burned up. Cassini left the Earth 20 years ago and has traveled almost 5 billion miles. During that time, it's been sending back data that have changed scientists' understanding of the mysterious planet and its 60 moons. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. He joins us. Hi, Joe.
Hey there.
And let's listen to the sound here. This is what it sounded like this morning as Cassini was doing its death dive into Saturn.
Call loss of signal at 115546 for the S-band. So that would be the end of the spacecraft.
Project manager on FSO Quard. Maybe a trickle of telemetry left, but just heard the signal from the spacecraft is gone, and within the next 45 seconds, so will be the spacecraft.
They're so sober about that, Joe, but yeah, what was it like there when that happened?
You know, you could see maybe a little tear showing up in a couple people's eye. It was sad. I mean, a lot of these guys have worked on, I think that woman that you heard speaking just now is Julie Webster, and she's been working on the mission since 1997. So you kind of think, whoa, man, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've talked to her. She's sad. She's proud. It's a mixture of emotions. This was a very successful mission.
Well, remind us why it had to end now.
Well, I think my colleague Scott Newman just wrote a great line. He says, "It's a billion miles from Earth and no gas station in sight." It was basically out of gas. And that's not necessarily a problem because the laws of physics would have kept it in orbit for quite a while. But there's also this other problem with the laws of physics that if a moon of Saturn happens to swing by, it will give the spacecraft a little nudge from its gravity, or not a nudge, but let's not argue. And so it's possible that it could be knocked into an orbit that would have it crash into a moon of Saturn. And that would be bad because it is just possible that there is some kind of bacteria or some other microorganism that got stuck to the spacecraft before it left Earth. And if it landed on a planet that could harbor life, wouldn't it be sad if the life that the planet evolved into came from Earth? That would be bad. So NASA wanted to say, let's not run the risk of that happening. We'll just destroy the thing.
So what are some of the big things that we learned from Cassini?
Well, as I was saying, an appreciation of the two moons, Enceladus and Titan, and the potential that they both have for harboring life. Enceladus, the spacecraft detected these plumes of salty water spewing out from the poles, and that was quite a surprise. And then in Titan, there is a liquid ocean below a solid crust, below a methane lake with an atmosphere of methane and a lot of interesting organic chemistry because, you know, methane is an organic molecule. And so we were talking about this is the concept of a prebiotic chemistry. In other words, what were the conditions that allowed life to emerge on Earth? Well, at some point, they were just chemicals and something happened. And so they think the possibility is that the same thing could be going on Titan.
What about Saturn's rings? What did we learn about them?
Well, the rings, there's people who've been obviously obsessed by those.
Well, they're so pretty. I mean, you can't blame anybody for being obsessed with
them. They are gorgeous. And they have a structure in them that wasn't appreciated. Obviously, you can see them as rings from Earth, but even within the rings, the particles come together, they move apart. What's happening there? Why is that happening? Where is the material coming from that's replenishing the rings? There was a lot of questions that Cassini began to provide some answers to.
That's NPR science correspondent Joe Palca in Pasadena at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory as the Cassini mission comes to an end. Joe, thanks so much.
Oh, it's great to talk to you.